This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Friday, January 4, 2008. Lessons from History. After Moses. The scripture is Deuteronomy 3, verse 28. Commission Joshua and encourage and strengthen him. Because of you, Moses complained, the Lord was angry with me. Out in the desert sometime earlier, there had been no water again, and the people had challenged Moses' leadership. Why did you bring us out here, where there is no food or water? They cried. God had then told Moses to speak to the rock in front of them, and it would gush with water. But in anger, Moses had hit the rock. So God said, "Because you did not trust in me enough to honor me, you will not bring this community into the land." Moses had brought Israel out of Egypt, led them through the desert, spoken God's words to them, and suffered the burden of Israel's many complaints and rebellions. Now, his last task would be to remind the people of what had happened in the desert with the God of their salvation. Then Joshua would finish what Moses had begun 40 years earlier. Moses, Joshua, and a host of other leaders served God, but none could fully complete the work God had given them. God gave that ministry to a prophet even greater than Moses, Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith. Let's thank God that Jesus is better than anyone at doing the will of God, our Heavenly Father, and that he did so for all who would call on his name. Would you pray with me? Lord, help us to do your will, for we are burdened with our own weaknesses and sins. Give us rest, we pray, through Jesus Christ, the only one who can save us. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.